It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is brought to you by JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
It's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
I love this. Studs with the show within the show. This song is called Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. That's outstanding
are we saying
work.
Is he a bad guy, Aaron Rodgers?
How do you feel about him?
Listen, all I know is he has power, despite what that soundbite said, that drop that we just heard coming into the segment, because whenever Mike Tomlin says, we'll wait on you, that's power. Because who's Mike Tomlin really waiting for?
This whole thing has broken my brain a little bit, because I think Mike Tomlin is an outstanding coach. And I always think about the soundbite we play and go back to, where he says so many times NFL coaches don't want to coach. You know, they get mad for a player not picking up something right away or not basically being mind readers. And I really appreciate that he cares about communication as a leader. So I think, you know, all these players want to play for Mike Tomlin. They talk about, you know, guys like Justin Fields wanted him to be his coach. You see what people can do with him. You see what happens and how he deals with players who don't want to play with him. And he's always so adept at it all. And the concept of him having to work with Aaron Rodgers just blows my mind at how this dynamic is supposed to work.
Wait, why does it blow your mind, though? I see it in very different terms. I see it as Mike Tomlin, this is what we do. This is what you're here to do. Go do the thing that we pay you to do.
Oh, yeah. This is absolutely the job aspect of it all. And if you're really the coach that we all think you are, how are you... How do you work with a guy who's so set in his ways at the age of 40?
But isn't that why you get paid the big dollars as a head coach, is to figure it out? And it, okay, let me ask you this.
He's not backing down. I'm backing down.
Who do you have more faith in to manage Aaron Rodgers in the most successful way that Aaron Rodgers can be managed, other than Mike Tomlin? Like, give me the short list of guys you'd be comfortable managing Aaron Rodgers and who would get the most out of Aaron. I'm not even saying Aaron Rodgers is still at an all-pro or Pro Bowl level or anything like that. I'm just saying, knowing what he can do, who do you think would do the best job as a head coach of getting that out of him? Mike Tomlin's in my top three, and he might be number one.
Andy Reid, Pete Carroll, because I feel like Rodgers would respect the resumes of both of those guys. I wonder if there would still be a little bit of pushback against a Kyle Shanahan, for example.
Okay. What about Harbaugh? Either.
Would that just turn into a video game where they throw weapons at each other the whole time?
That's how you see it?
I don't know. I don't do storylines in the NFL much like this. I feel like that's more of an NBA thing for us, you know.
But the NFL's trying to catch up, Layla.
When it comes to the personalities clashing, I just get the sense of personalities clashing.
But I think the problem with this is the hypothesis here is that Aaron Rodgers would clash with anyone. I don't know that that's necessarily the case. He wants to play football. It's not like if he wants to play football, doesn't he want to win?
Yeah.
Or am I crazy for saying that?
But I think he wants to win his way. Like, for example, he's the one who cost the Jets a roster spot when he tore his Achilles and was like, yeah, I can be back, sure. And then they ended up using a roster spot on him because he was in a practice window and that could have gone to somebody else and he wasn't healthy.
That's fair.
Like, that's selfish.
That was a poor decision. What
self-respecting coach is going to put up with that?
Well, we know Mike Tomlin would not put up with that. That's kind of the point. And even what some of the Steelers players are saying, right, leads you to believe that if Aaron Rodgers comes in, Aaron Rodgers is going to have to adapt to the Steelers more than the Steelers are going to have to adapt to Aaron Rodgers.
I feel like both things are true. Aaron Rodgers wants a job, and Mike Tomlin wants the best chance to win.
And where else can Aaron Rodgers go right now to get a job?
Well, that's it. I mean, he's pretty much backed himself into this corner, although there are still ongoing reports that the Vikings are not completely out on him. And I don't know if that's the Vikings trolling Aaron Rodgers, and if so, then I tip my cap. But I want to know how serious that is.
Did you see the stuff that Mike Tomlin said about Mason Rudolph?
About Mason Rudolph.
Their current starting quarterback. Like, if the season started today, Mason Rudolph would be the starting quarterback.
Go on.
He said he is, quote-unquote, comfortable with the idea of Mason Rudolph as the starting quarterback. Quote, that's why we brought him back. I'm comfortable with that. We've been there before. He's a very capable guy. End quote.
Well, then.
Omar Khan, the general manager of the Steelers, quote, I have a lot of confidence in Mason. End quote.
Well, then.
Quote, we had a need at the position, as you guys know, and he was available and had an interest in coming back. Our experience with Mason's been relatively positive, so he made sense. End quote. So, Layla, they're trying to sell you on Mason Rudolph as their guy. Here's how I know he's not their guy. The Steelers signed Rudolph to a 2-year, $7.5 million contract earlier this month.
The big bucks.
Like, if you're trying to sell me that you're paying your starting quarterback $7.5 million over 2 years, come on, man.
What do we always say, Marshall? Follow the money?
Follow the money. Follow now, the money.
Now, listen, in normal life, that would be incredible. And I would be like, thank you, Pittsburgh Steelers, for changing my life. But in this case, we know what it is.
It's pain is what it is. Listen. At this point, don't you want Aaron Rodgers to sign with the Steelers? If you're a Bears fan, you have to want Aaron Rodgers to sign with the Steelers.
If you're a Bears fan, you want Aaron Rodgers to sign with nobody. You want him to be holding a press conference for himself.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're right. That is option number one. It's not a likely option. If he signed with the Minnesota Vikings, come on, man. The reactions would be awful. And The Vikings are now a team you have to really worry about. Not to say you don't have to worry about them with J.J. McCarthy as starting quarterback because Kevin O'Connell's running the show, but he and Aaron Rodgers together, that seems like another combination that could be quite lethal in the NFC North.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because you know that your backup is going to play. That's it. No matter how young your quarterback is, you know that there's not only a good chance, but a very likely chance that your backup is going to play. And that's the issue, is that's where it gets significant. That backup quarterback is worth a potential win to you when we talk about like wins above replacement. So that's why it is so important. But we're also trying to see how this works for J.J. McCarthy. Would he benefit with having a veteran like Aaron Rodgers in the quarterback room? We know that when it comes to pre-snap reads, Nobody does it better than Aaron Rodgers, right? Like that's hard to argue against. So I would want to learn from somebody like that if it were an environment where that fostered that. Absolutely.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you feel like Aaron Rodgers is involved in environments which foster that, though?
Based
on how he backed up Brett Favre, and then based on Jordan Love backing him up and playing behind him for years?
Which fosters success and fosters some sort of open discussion and collaboration, actual collaboration? I don't get that.
Yeah, I think I'm waiting to see what happens with Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers loves to be dramatic about this, so it's going to take a while. Ray, Studs, and I, maybe we should all put down our dates on when Aaron Rodgers either A, signs with a team, or B, says I'm not playing anymore.
Well, Mike Tomlin was asked about Aaron Rodgers, so we should take a listen.
He's a free agent. As you guys know, he came to visit last Friday. We had a really productive day. He's been in this thing a long time. I've been in this thing a long time. But it's no substitute for, you know, intimacy and spending time together and getting to know one another in a non-competitive environment. And so that was really good. But I don't have any new updates in terms of where the process is. We'll see where it leads us.
How unsettling is it, or is it, to not have this situation?
I'm really comfortable with being unsettled this time of year, to be quite honest with you. It's about talent acquisition. We got two main means of acquiring talent, free agency in the draft. We multitask. We do both. Those needs that we fulfill in free agency, we do so there, and when we don't, we fulfill it in the draft. And so I just learned over the years that this time of year, although, you know, day to day it can be somewhat uncomfortable, it is a process.
He just has a good answer for everything.
I love that he's clearly comfortable being uncomfortable, being, what do you call it, unsettled. Like he said, he's been through enough NFL off seasons to know exactly what it is, right? And so he's like, I'm good with where we are and what we have right now, and I'd love to add to that, because every coach and every GM front office is going to tell you we're always looking to add people who can help us win, right? Aaron Rodgers can help the Pittsburgh Steelers win. At least he can help the Pittsburgh Steelers win better than Mason Rudolph, in my opinion.
Yeah, he is a better quarterback probably right now than Mason Rudolph. Yes.
Why do you say that like in such a I hate to admit it way?
Because I hate to admit it, and I'm annoyed by him.
So this is personal for you when it comes to Aaron Rodgers.
Is it personal or is it just everybody observing him and his antics for the last several years in the league?
Okay, that's fair. I feel like that's, yeah. It's become part of the drama, and you made the good comparison. Like, you're used to dealing with this type of stuff more so in the NBA than you are the NFL. But that's why we love the NBA. Let's remind people.
We're used to dealing with personality clashes and fits and people saying things freely. I don't necessarily know if it's to the level of this when it comes to, like, the quote we had just earlier, you know, where he's like, well, I don't understand the level of power that people may think I have. I don't know that there's a guy in the NBA who says things to that extent.
There's also probably not people in the NBA talking about getting to know someone and getting more intimate with them, as Mike Tomlin did in describing how he spent his visit with Aaron Rodgers. But that's important stuff, right? And with the NFL, it's so much drama because more so in the NBA or Major League Baseball, although pitchers are probably an exception, the chances that whoever you're fawning over or hyped about is going to get hurt are so high. They're so high.
Like, that's it.
Even if Aaron Rodgers were to sign with the Steelers, what are the chances he plays 17 games for the Steelers in the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, and that's also the point, is just like us talking about the Vikings, it's the reality is even more so with the Steelers if that guy is your starting quarterback, given his age and his injury history. We mentioned it earlier. Kevin O'Connell talked about his view of J.J. McCarthy, and I think that stands to be listened to when we try to figure out how this fits in trying to figure out where Aaron Rodgers is going to land.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is when we went through that process last year, and a lot of the things that you mentioned I noticed. I mean, his ability to throw the ball in windows over the middle of the field, you know, to be accurate in the weighty downs. He was really effective on third downs. I think he had a pretty historical clip third and seven pluses, red zone passing. Like, everybody can, you know, say that, you know, percentages of attempts. Well, he didn't throw a lot of bubble screens. Right. He didn't throw a lot of RPOs. He didn't do a lot of those things. He was in a pro-style offense where they were running the football. They were marrying the run and the pass on early downs. They needed high-quality execution on some of those weighty downs, and that's really what we like to be with our offense. So I think the fit. And then the other thing I would say is just he's had, you know, that same player has had a year now of being around a guy like Sam Darnold going through his journey, a one-year journey with the success Sam had. He got to watch it. He got to see what meetings were like. Mm-hmm. What's it like when I install third down plays and we talk about the reads and we talk about the detail of how we're going to play against this opponent who plays like this week. And I think he's been around all that. Yeah. So he's not a rookie. He's been able to have, you know, that pseudo redshirt year, albeit without the reps we would have wanted. But I'm really confident and really excited to see him hit the ground running. He's had a great offseason, and I can't wait to get going with him when OTAs actually get going.
Oh, Kevin O'Connell sounds so happy about J.J. McCarthy.
So that makes you ask, like, is he happy with J.J. McCarthy in terms of him being the number one option? Is he more excited about getting started with a rookie quarterback who sat behind Sam Darnold, and just like we were talking about fostering, you know, up and coming quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers in that type of role, I would argue that being in the quarterback room with Sam Darnold was more valuable than being in the room with Aaron Rodgers, because I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is trying to share all the tips of the trades.
I mean, I would hope so for his own team, but given what we've also heard about his secret hand signals and all of that,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Aaron Rodgers thing is fascinating because we don't really know. We have past track record to go off of, and that's multiple MVP track record. That's obviously how things have gone the last few years track record. And I don't know how badly he wants to add to his NFL legacy or not. Like, if it is, I want to do things my way or the highway, or I want to do whatever it takes to get this team to win,
whether
it's my way or not.
You're right. For somebody who loves to talk, we've not really heard his why. Like, what is his why when it comes to why he wants to continue his career at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think he likes making money. Most people do. And also, because he's been doing it for so long, does he really want to stop playing football? How many people actually quit football and they're like, I don't like this game anymore, and I don't like making this money anymore, and how many is it your body and or teams around the league let you know that you're cooked?
I mean, we never knew. We never got a real answer from Megatron, for example, why he decided to retire when he did.
Yeah, it might be a Detroit thing, you know? Barry Sanders did the same thing where he just walked away. Clearly, there was more meat on that bone, but he was like, I want to protect all this, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like anytime a player is concerned about their mental health and what CTE could potentially do to them, then yes, I will never argue against that. I would never question it. That is a real thing, and I would understand completely if they want to make a decision based on that, right? No doubt. And they might not want to share all the details of what they've gone through in that respect, playing football since they were children, you know?
Yeah, and especially because it's such a violent game, I don't know that you fully process what you are putting yourself through while you're actually playing it.
So let's play 18 instead of 17.
No, let's not. I mean, let's not.
I think we know that that's probably going to happen, unfortunately. It's just a matter of how. But with Aaron Rodgers, I'm assuming he still thinks he's got gas left in the tank. I would understand from his perspective as to why he thinks it. But I also know that there's a Brett Favre arc that he had to sit through before he got his. And I sincerely wonder if he's just trying to repay the favor. To whom, I'm not sure.
Well, I think he just believes he has good football left to be played in the right situation. And I think if he can acknowledge in the right situation that part of the sentence, then he can adapt as necessary and evolve as necessary with Mike Tomlin or whoever else. Although it's looking like Mike Tomlin's all that's left besides a possible NFC North reunion with Kevin O'Connell. So I am curious. I'm not angry. I'm not bitter about Aaron Rodgers wanting to play football and somebody's going to let him play football. But I am curious to see how it works out. And I will have my popcorn out if and when he signs with someone.
At least you know he's consistent. To himself. That audio was from the This Is Football podcast with Kevin Clark, where it sure does sound like, you know, Kevin O'Connell wants J.J. McCarthy to absolutely lead that Vikings offense. We have more to come here on the Midday Show on The Score. We shift gears a little bit and talk Bulls. Mark Schanowski of ABC7, also the Bulls, will be on the game broadcast tonight, I believe, right, for the TV broadcast?
He is.
Exactly. All right, so who better to talk to than Mark Schanowski as the Bulls get ready for the Thunder tonight? We do it next on The Score.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.